The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. We've got some communications things. Dean, are you there?
Dean. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Dean?
No, this is Gene. Who's Dean?
No, never mind. I got the wrong night. There's Gein and there's Dean, and I couldn't figure out which was which. All right,
I think the Memorial Day weekend with the Monday holiday messed your timing up. It's William Wednesdays.
No, I got that, but I had written. I think it's for the second. My handwriting is bad. I wrote. It looks like the second hour, but I think it's tomorrow. Actually, we have also 5 weeks this month. And the last week of the month is a full Monday through Friday, so that's another part of it. All right, William, what's going on? How are you? And is there any noise coming your way about the attacks, the direct attacks, as in war, on Russia, knocking out not one, but two Russian over-the-horizon radar stations that are their eyes and safety for any incoming? They can track over 1,000 different items coming in at them. Nuclear weapons, cruise missiles, drones, it doesn't matter. You hearing anything about that at all?
Well, the main thing I'm hearing, because, of course, illegal immigration is my main focus, is the admission this past week that our military bases are being probed about twice per week on average.
Yes.
And quite often the probing is being done by illegal immigrants, and that ties in or possibly ties in with a very concerning story out of North Carolina, not far from where I'm at in the Raleigh area, a little place called Carthage. And Carthage, North Carolina, is down closer to some of the military bases like they've changed all the name. You know, it was Fort Bragg, now it's Fort Liberty, and stuff like that. So, but they found the situation where it was reported last week a member of our U.S. Army Special Forces Operations Command, or USASOC, who was stationed at Fort Bragg / Liberty, he's under investigation because he shot and killed a 35-year-old Chechen illegal who was trespassing on his property. It says apparently this, and of course, you know, Chechnya is either next door to or close to Russia, and I believe Russia had a type of almost civil warish type conflict with Chechnya about 20 years back.
That's
and
right.
The Chechens were pretty ruthless. I mean, there's a story about a school. I mean, the Chechen rebels took over a Russian school.
Yep,
and wired the children to explode, I believe.
Yep.
So they don't play. Well, and
By the way, the leadership of Chechnya has changed since those days, and the Chechens are actually fighting with the Russians in Kiev, in Ukraine, not in Kiev, but in Ukraine against the Kiev government. So Chechnya, the Chechens and Russians are all happy. Go ahead.
Well, here's the synopsis of what happened, courtesy of the Moore County Sheriff's Department. By the way, Moore County is also the place where about 2 years ago we had a very suspicious attack on the power grid, and someone hit two substations and they with a gun, and they knew exactly where to shoot and where exact substations to hit to take power out in the entire county for over 3 weeks.
As you know, and this just for everybody if you don't know, take out the right power stations, substations, and you cause a daisy chain domino effect, you can lose a lot of coverage.
Yeah, this is Moore County, and on May 3rd at approximately 8:15 p.m., Moore County Sheriff deputies were dispatched to a report of trespassing as at a residence along Dowd Road in Carthage, North Carolina. The caller indicated that an individual was observed taking photographs on the property and had become aggressive towards another resident outside their home. Upon arrival, deputies discovered the body of 35-year-old Ramzan Darev from Chicago, Illinois, who appeared to have sustained gunshot wounds. Darev was found approximately 250 yards from the roadway along a power line on the residential property. Identification was not found on Darev. However, his identity was later confirmed through family members and an international identification located in his vehicle. Darev was reported to have been working as a subcontractor for Utilities One, a company based in New Jersey, at the time of his death. Investigators are still working to verify his official employment status. At the time of the incident, Darev was not in possession of any utility equipment, utility clothing, or identification. The incident has been reported to the U.S. Department of Labor, Occupational Safety, blah, blah, blah. And there's a few red flags, you know, in just the original story. I think the claim is that this guy was taking pictures of the Special Forces home and children.
Right.
And it was also in the evening. The 911 call came at 8:15, about 10 minutes after the official sunset for that time. So, you know, why would you any legitimate utility worker be out there at 8:15 without any equipment? Darev was out there after sunset without any legitimate equipment, utility clothing, or identification. And he's an illegal immigrant from Chechnya.
You got it, William. You got it. That's what's going on. You read it right.
It says, let's see here. On Thursday, Fox News' Jennifer Griffin reported additional details that are pretty disturbing, which also help paint a clear picture of what's going on. Two Chechen men who spoke broken English were found near the soldier's home. The family alleges the suspected intruder, 35-year-old Ramzan Darev of Chicago, was taking photos of their children. When confronted near a power line in a wooded part of the property, an altercation ensued, and Darev was shot several times at close range. A second man, Zankutov Adsalan.
Well done. You said it perfectly. I like your interpretation of the sound of that dialect.
That was a tough one. You know, was in the vehicle some distance from the incident and was questioned by authorities and then released. The two Chechens had no personal identification. They did have two cell phones with Russian language contacts and camera equipment.
Yeah. Well, let's not blame the Russians yet.
One other thing, Jeff.
Don't blame Putin yet. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if these guys were working for a New Jersey-based company founded in 2016 from some dude from Moldova, why would anybody send Chechens into the back countryside of North Carolina near a military base?
Can you imagine how many Chinese PLA members that have come across the border are doing their reconnoitering and research as well? There's a lot of that going on now. I think this whole country is being mapped out. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. Not good. Not good. We've got to be on guard.
Well, there's a petition on change.org, and some people are trying to claim that he was killed in cold blood and all this other stuff. And, you know,
of course. Yeah. They'll spin in anything they want to make it worse than it is. It's very difficult to trust anything you see or read at first glance. You've got to really look between the lines. It's crazy out there. Do you know who Amazing Polly is?
Mm-mm.
She's an internet figure. She writes a lot. She does a lot of really good research. And she did start doing things that we've been doing for, not you and I, but we've been doing on this site and program. The alt news is a mess of conflicting information, built-in chaos, disinformation, misinformation. It's actually more dangerous than the mainstream media. And she unloaded on it today. Wrote a very nice piece, and that's good. Be careful, all of you out there, when you go into the alt news world thinking you're going to find nothing but truth. Oh, my. No, no. So go ahead. This is interesting stuff. When you get confirmation like you just relayed to us about military installations, infrastructure installations that are being openly and obviously observed, you have to figure out that they're making plans. There's no other way to go.
I'm trying to find the... who was it that said... Five days ago, Fox News, top House Republican launches probe into failed breach of military base by illegal immigrants. Chairman Jim Jordan. Mm-hmm. Jim Jordan, who's been doing a lot of investigating leading today, including an investigation of a terrible ATF raid over a search warrant. ATF had a search warrant of a guy's house and showed up 6 o'clock in the morning and ended up killing the husband. They've been focused on that today. But Jim Jordan is investigating the circumstances surrounding two Jordanian nationals who breached a military base in Virginia after they were both revealed to be illegal immigrants. Jordan has written to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about the May 3 incident. Officials say the two nationals in a box truck. They were in a box truck, stopped at the gate. The driver allegedly told military police officers they were making a delivery to the post office and worked for a company subcontracted by Amazon. Amazon workers. Aha.
Uh-huh.
It was at that time one of the military police officers noticed the driver, ignoring the direct instructions of the officers, continued to move the vehicle past the holding area and attempted to access Marine Corps Base Quantico. Now, Quantico, isn't that where they train FBI agents as well?
Correct.
Officials later turned them over to ICE after their arrest for trespassing. ICE officials said this week that one of the nationals crossed in the U.S. illegally in April in California before being released on his own cognizance. One of the illegals who just tried to drive a box truck into Quantico just entered last month and was just released. He crossed the border. Our government stopped him, released him. The other was a foreign student who entered the U.S. in September of 2022 and whose visa status was terminated in January. Now, how does a guy who just walked across the border last month and a student visa holder from, and both of them from Jordan. Wow. Wow.
Yes, agreed.
I mean,
in the meantime, how many more?
How much worse can it get without stuff blowing up, right?
Well, we've taken out those two Russian, highly sensitive, extremely frontline nuclear deterrent radar stations. And so now Putin is threatening the West, its dense population centers and small land masses in response to the NATO escalation taking out those radar stations. So how much worse can it get? They have every right to respond in any fashion they want to this. It would be like something were to hit Strategic Air Command headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska. Whatever. Something along that line. It's an attack against our military defense. That's what happened to Russia. So what are they going to do? I don't know. The decision will come down from the very top on this planet before any nuclear war happens. It's being controlled, all of it. So we'll see.
Well, and
maybe
I'm going to send you a link here, Jeff. I'm not sure if we'll... if you want to cue this. It's a little long, but I got a really good one here. Let me make sure that I've sent this over to you. Video. Okay. I think we've discussed before that I'm a science fiction buff, and well, I was before the movies went woke. And I have a particular fondness for the pessimistic, apocalyptic science fiction of the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And a couple nights back, well, no, end of last week, after the last show that we did last Wednesday, I was watching a podcaster who was scratching his head, and he wanted to know why a 1970s science fiction film, which had been present on all the major streaming services, it was available on Amazon and Hulu and all these others, because he was a fan of the film, and he had been thinking about the film, because the film is an apocalyptic type warning about the dangers of artificial intelligence.
Ah.
And he had checked it 3 or 4 months ago. He had checked and seen that this movie called Colossus, The Forbin Project, was on all the streaming services.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not. If you go on your
The Forbin Project. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I'm on the same page. So The Forbin Project was resurrected and put out on all the streaming services, and now it's gone, just like that.
It's probably been there for a while. I'd never seen the film. I remember seeing it listed places. I think I had probably seen it in a million VHS shops back in the day, back when we would go to Blockbuster, the local VHS shop, and look around for movies. I think that I'd seen it, and I didn't know what it was. The cover or whatever didn't appeal to me enough to buy it. I knew I'd seen it before. But to see it, which I have now, I watched it this past Saturday night. I had to spend $27 and order it on Amazon, and it came quickly.
Right.
But to watch it, I had to watch the DVD version. And in a world of streaming abundance, where almost everything you could ever want to watch, except for a couple of films, oddly, is out there, the movie, 1970s movie Colossus, The Forbin Project, got memory hold. Now, whether it's memory hold by people or a machine, we may never know. But I've watched this film, and after watching it, Jeff, I can only think of one reason for this film to have been memory holed and removed from public view. And if that is the reason that it was memory holed, we are in some deep AI crap, man. Because they just took away a movie that's a warning film about how a super intelligent computer could become the apex.
Take control. Yes, I watched this about 6 months ago. I watched the whole thing, The Forbin Project. I forget who starred in it. I watched it on my screen here. I just pulled it up, and it was there for free.
You streamed it. Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. It was. So anyhow, I hear you. And as I watched it, I did pick up the message. It's clear that was what they were telling us back in the day could happen or would happen. So there's clips.
Here's an interesting tie-in, Jeff. We've discussed the Terminator franchise, which I've encouraged you to watch. I didn't realize that the Terminator computer system was called Skynet, and I did not realize that the origin of Skynet is Colossus. The 1970 science fiction film Colossus, The Forbin Project, is the originator story of Skynet from the Terminator franchise.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's clear if you ever watch the Terminator movies, the first three. I sent you a clip of a couple of things that Colossus had to say to humankind.
I'm trying to find, there's a 2-minute Blu-ray clip, The Forbin Project. I'm not sure what it is here. It's just 2 minutes. Let's see what it is. It looks like an updated release of the original in Blu-ray format. Let's see.
Attention. By order of the President of the United States of America and the Chairman of the USSR, communications will not be restored at this time. End of message.
I have to give it an E for effort.
And the computer says, if communications are not restored, action will be taken. This is the rogue computer, when you hear that typing noise. All right. Action will be taken. It's a threat. Immediately. Good, added on.
Action will be taken.
What kind of action?
What kind of action?
The guy asks the computer, what kind of action?
What kind of action?
Why doesn't it answer?
Report proposed action.
Well, you've lost control, Forbin. It's not listening to you.
Forbin is the name of the scientist who put it all together. Now it's gone rogue on him.
What's the last message, please? Mr. President, the executive programming unit refuses to function. I think you two better change your minds.
Peterson, throw the Moscow call on the large monitor. Send what I tell you. Attention. This is the President of the United States of America. We will not be threatened. You will obey your superiors. Transmitting facilities will not be reinstated.
When he said transmitting will not be reinstated, the rogue computer screen said, missile launched. Target USSR.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, you get the idea. All right, yes, AI, if you sit down and do any serious research on AI, if you haven't, some of you have been. I've been staying up to speed on it. You'll be shocked at the potential that is already unfolding. Already. It's not future. It's now. And AI is, you have to remember, AI, by virtue of what it is constantly training itself and updating and upgrading its knowledge, its so-called intellect, its wisdom. It's hundreds of times ahead of most people now. And if you imagine a computer programmer with a 120 IQ, smart person, trying to program AI, forget it. AI will just walk away from him. That's where it is right now. All right. Hold on a second. We'll take a break and come right back. That's the Forbin Project. And the scientist who built a computer was named Forbin. Back in a minute. Okay, welcome back. In the meantime, at this very moment, invaders are walking across what used to be called and referred to as the U.S.-Mexican international border. They're just coming on in. It doesn't stop. And they're being placed all around the country. You know that. We know. And William Gein and Alipac.us are really the only formidable opponent to all this I can even think of. There's nothing else even on the table. It's that bad. And if you look at the media, you're not going to hear about this. It should be headline news all the time. 13 million, 14 million since Biden took office, allegedly 25, 30 million before that. We may have 40 to 50 million illegals here easy. And think about it. Birthright citizenship is still on the books. They're still using it. That'll apparently is not going to go away. What do you think?
Well,
is anybody even talking about this now, William, honestly?
Well, I mean, the main thing is, in about 150 days, there's going to be an election. That if we don't get enough people organized and focused on what's happening, the illegals and non-citizens are going to control the vote for the Democrats.
That's right.
Now, we're not picking, you know, we don't
have
endorsing.
They won't, excuse me, may I say one thing? They won't need to actually honestly count the ballots to allow the invaders to throw or swing the election. They'll do it on their own. They'll just use that as a cover. Well, invaders, illegal immigrants, came out in record numbers. And through the, that's crap. You can't rely on anything anymore, to be honest. It's that
well,
bad.
You certainly can't rely on the federal agencies that we need to function correctly in this country that have destroyed their own credibility. I'm very disappointed that the CDC, the FBI, the IRS, the DOJ, the ATF, is that the main one? They've all destroyed their credibility in recent years. They did, not me.
Well, credibility suggests image, but it's worse than that. They've damaged the country and the fabric of our republic severely.
Well, it would be great if we had a Center for Disease Control that people trusted and could go to for accurate information to defend against biological threats and problems, but we don't.
Right.
No. You know, it would be great if we had an FBI that wasn't being used to target American citizens based off of political issues. It would be great if we had an Internal Revenue Service that did not target the Tea Party movement and abuse those groups that tried to apply for nonprofit status because of their creed. It would be great if we had a DOJ that was not out there trying to sue states like Arizona to protect illegal immigrants voting. But these things have happened, and in 150 days is where it's all going to count. Now, one of the things is, now, you know, we're not endorsing or anybody on the presidential level, but something has very significant has happened in the presidential race that's tied into our issue. Of course, when Trump ran in 2016, illegal immigration was the most potent and powerful issue for him. It was the issue that won the race for him. It was the build the wall, make Mexico pay message, and it was the victims' families, members, the angel families.
Is he even bothering to push that now? I haven't heard anything about it.
No,
building the wall.
He's got a new.
Nothing.
His new thing, which is why I believe he's in the lead right now. And of course, this is a multi-factored scenario. And I know people out there who are thinking about this. Yes, part of it is that Joe Biden is so incompetent. Yes, part of it is that inflation is hurting people. There are multiple factors, but something that just happened is that a couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump promised the largest deportation program in American history. He said the illegals are going home. He's mentioned tens of millions of them are going home.
Right.
And what has happened in the few weeks since Donald Trump made this new promise? Well, there's two things that have happened. One, that information has gone down everyone heard that. Okay, the usual gatekeepers and mainstream legacy media, information controllers and stuff like that, they weren't able to, it made it past them into the Hispanic community. The illegals heard it, okay? The legal American Hispanics heard it. The black and Democrat voters in New York and Chicago heard about it because they're like, what did Trump say? Trump said he's going to get rid of those illegals that are taking all our resources. They heard that, okay? They're very.
Yep.
If you see the interviews with black Democrat voters in New York and Chicago, they're very aware of the migrants and all the things that the migrants are getting, and that many of the things that the migrants are getting are things that they are no longer getting because it's going to the migrants. They're very aware of this. That's why Trump, love him, hate him, whatever. You know, you have to acknowledge he walked right into the Bronx. He had tens of thousands of people, if not more, at his thing in the Bronx. They like to show an image of it from the air from 11 o'clock in the morning, 7 hours before the actual event, inside the controlled areas. He got on stage. I haven't heard the whole speech, but he got on stage and he pointed out that down the way in New York, there was a school where the kids were told to stay home because they put the migrants in the school. Trump walked into the Bronx and pushed this very button issue, And the results are that Trump is now taking a sizable lead in this race. He could possibly be on course to be the first president to carry the popular vote since Bush 2004. And the Democrats may still carry places like New York State and New York City, but there has been a significant, somewhat significant statistical, yet unmanifested and to be determined, weakening in the black and Hispanic support levels for the Democrats. And this is huge because just one, for every black or Hispanic voter that flips to a Republican candidate of any kind, this is a double loss for the Democrats. This is the fuel of the Democrats. I know how Democrats draw districts, Jeff. They draw it around the black vote, which used to be over 95% straight Democratic ticket voting. Now, over the years, that has dropped down to 90%. Still huge, but it's not the 95 at once. It's dropped down to 90, and in some cases, dropping lower than that. They cannot afford to lose these. They're planning on, in my opinion, countering the loss of American voter support with the millions of illegals that they've pumped in. But now everybody's talking about it. In my home state of North Carolina, my friends in the General Assembly, we haven't announced this yet. They're about to put something on the ballot to change the North Carolina Constitution to make it very clear these people aren't to vote. Ohio, Michigan, there's state legislation on the move in at least 15 different states right now. Our activists are spreading the documentation that we have collected all over the place, and it's having an impact. Whether it's going to be enough to save us or not, to be determined. But illegal immigration is the top issue, and after Trump promised the largest deportations in U.S. history, and I know that when I say that, and that Trump says that, a lot of people are like, well, I don't believe he'll do it.
He didn't mince words. He said they're all going home. All of
something along those lines. And but my point is that shortly after making that promise, he's taken a sizable lead and is currently winning in six.
Well,
beyond the point, the poll averages are showing him winning in six out of the seven swing states at this time.
Right. But we still have, 6 months?
150 days.
Almost 5 months. Yeah. Three fives are 15. Okay.
So the people who are joining our email alerts at alleypack.us, people who are donating at alleypack.us, the people who are volunteering at alleypack.us, we are right on not just the issue, not just the information, but the strategic thing that's going to decide the election. I think some poll from Rasmussen at the end of 2023 showed that 50%+ of Americans believe that illegals will decide the next election already. And so that's what we're on. That's what we're pushing on. Now we can't
has there been one state? Has there been one state, William, that has stood up and said there will not be one invader, illegal immigrant, allowed to register to vote in this state? Has one state stood up and said that?
Well, by
it's a constitutional issue.
Well, I mean, do you mean the governor saying that? Do you mean the
I don't care.
State
it doesn't matter. Somebody in a position where people will listen if they speak.
Well,
could be
I
a
mean,
joint
you know,
resolution
the...
of the state legislature. I don't care. Has any state made it clear that they're going to fight tooth and nail to stop illegals from registering to vote in that state?
Well, nothing that would sound that homogenous or concrete, because in every state, there's the left and the Democrats who want the illegals to vote, and the Soros groups and their millions of dollars, and the illegals themselves, and the gangs, and the unions that are all working to facilitate this to happen. So you've got them, and then on the other side, you've got some Republican lawmakers and occasionally Secretary of State. But I mean, Arizona passed a law to prevent the non-citizens from voting. They said you can't do that on a federal level. They said, fine, we will only stop them from voting on the state level. The Department of Justice sued them to prevent them from doing that and won. So, yes, the state of Arizona, the people voted several times in several elections to say we don't want illegals voting. The state legislature took action, passed laws, got those laws into law, and right. have subsequently been sued by the feds and prevented from doing so. Well, Ohio is about to, and Michigan are about to make new laws and make their moves, and they'll probably face similar lawsuits from DOJ. We've got something
fine.
Here on tap. I thought I was answering the question.
You are.
We got
doing
some,
a good job.
Okay, we got some stuff on the move here in North Carolina to make it a ballot initiative. In the state of Georgia, the Secretary of State down there, Raffensperger or whatever, they've been running new registrants against federal databases, the SAVE system, and they've been able to screen out some non-citizens there from registering to vote. But I speculate that might not be enough because the enemies of the United States control these federal agencies, and so if they flip a switch and make everybody in the SAVE database look okay to the peons in Georgia, their view, not mine, who are trying to screen them out, you know, they can do that. We have reports from places like Arizona and people inside the Alipac network that report to us that the E-Verify system, which is supposed to prevent illegal immigrants from working, is authorizing illegals to work. So therefore, these federal databases have been compromised. So the bottom line to it is this invasion, which is being conducted by our own government, which is being paid for by our own government with our taxpayer dollars, which is doing doing everything it can to facilitate the overthrow of the election, as well, we may not be able to stop it because who's going to tell the feds that they can't do this? Because they'll be like, we're the feds. We have guns. We'll put you in jail and you'll be raped to death.
Well, there has to be a red state that has guts and will stand up to this. It's outrageous.
Well, Texas is trying to do something. There's a lot of people out there trying to do stuff right now. There's the Republicans in the United States House have a new bill that's coming up that's supposed to take extra steps by this November to prevent non-citizens and illegals from voting. It's got a real uphill battle in the House and especially in the U.S. Senate, you know, but the fight is happening. So, you know, you're asking, has anybody stood up and stopped this completely in any state? The answer is no. How many states are compromised? All states are compromised. How many federal agencies are compromised? All federal agencies are compromised. How many states are invaded?
When you say compromised, William, what do you mean compromised? Let's define that.
Okay,
federal
well,
agencies are compromised, all of them. What does that mean?
Okay, well, the United States is supposed to be a constitutional republic, not a direct democracy. And we have elections which elect our elected officials that go to the two branches of government, that also and the presidency sets the third branch of government. And these three branches of government then create and sign and hash out what our laws will be. That process has taken place. Those laws say illegals are not supposed to enter the United States. Illegals are not supposed to receive benefits. Illegals are not supposed to vote. Illegals are not supposed to work jobs. Illegals are not supposed to be here. But the federal agencies are doing things opposite to the existing laws in defiance of the existing laws and the Constitution.
That's the compromise angle. So who,
yes.
How would you define, how does Alipac define the agents, the personnel? Who's compromising? What group? How do you see
well,
it? There is a group.
It's not a group.
Who is it?
It's groups. It's a constellation
Fine.
Of
Plural.
People. It's the Chinese.
What?
It's the Saudis. It's the Israelis. It's the K Street lobbyists. It's
right.
the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. It's the Bank of America. It's Wells Fargo. It's the construction industry. It's the restaurant industry. It's the hotel and travel industry. It's billionaires like George Soros and Carlos
so,
Slim
good.
And Mark
okay,
Zuckerberg
good.
And
good.
On
it.
And on and on. But these are
here's,
not constitutionally, if I may, these
right.
are not constitutionally enumerated powers. The United States government has been compromised and is under the control of non-constitutionally enumerated powers.
Right. So the point is, we've essentially lost control to just a number of groups that are running the country. That aren't representative of American and our political process.
Right. And are not who have not derived their power or authority from the people of the United States nor our
Correct.
Constitution.
So I'm just asking, is there going to be a red state that one state that's going to stand up and say, no, sue us all you want?
It could be all
no.
of them. I mean, listen, people are hot. People are ready. People are trying to do something.
I'm waiting.
People are
I
engaged.
Hope they do. I hope they do. I hope they do.
You
Something
know,
has to be done here. Something has
to be done. We could be wrong. We could be wrong. We could be sitting there on election night and watch a sea of blue all across the country where the illegals and non-citizens that owe their mere presence here were harnessed and pumped into the ballot box and overcame the American people once and for all, never
that's
coming
right.
back, taking up the guns
never
next.
Never coming back. It's over.
Taking up
done.
The guns next, putting a lot of people
that's
in
right.
jail next, pumping another
it.
10 million people in here in the next 4 years next.
Well, that's my point.
To live in a house.
That's my point. Why we need to support ALEPAC. I don't know any other organization trying to correct the defects that you've just heard laid out. Who else is working on this? We have to do it. And when you donate to ALEPAC, you're getting a hell of a lot of bang for your buck. Nobody else is talking about this. Trump is not talking about a wall this time around. It's not mentioned. Not that I've heard. It's a whole different game being played.
Well, he's talking about mass deportations.
I mean, yeah, I know that. But we both know that that's virtually, you're going to deport 40 to 50 million people? Good luck.
Well, here's the thing.
I hope it happens.
Well, here's the thing. If Biden wins, he dumps the next 10 million illegals. They start taking up guns. They completely crush the Americans. This show gets shut down. You're unemployed. I'm unemployed or worse. You know, it all that terrible stuff happens if Biden wins this point forward. Let's say Trump wins and he goes in and just like with his DACA promise, with his lock Hillary Clinton up broken promise, his many other broken promises. Let's say
not
that Trump goes in.
Yeah.
Let's say he goes in. And instead of doing what he says, he breaks his promise to mass deport illegals. What's going to happen?
How many promises
then?
Did he break last time around? A hell of a lot. So
he
I wouldn't
sure
be
did.
Surprised.
Right, I wouldn't be.
I
either.
Hope he
nobody
doesn't.
Nobody would. I hope he doesn't mind. Either. But you know, nobody would be surprised. But what happens? What happens then? Now, are people going to rush back to the Democrats? No, they're not going to rush back to the Democrats. And I'll be honest with you, and I'm sorry to have to use this language on your show. I think if Trump breaks this promise, if this promise wins him the election, see, because that's why I'm pointing out on your show, I believe his promise to mass deport illegals is currently winning him the election.
That's pushing him into number one. I agree.
Okay. And if he makes that promise to win the election and then doesn't do it, I think he's up shit creek. Because everybody will remember this promise. White,
yes,
black,
but
and
what,
Hispanic.
Okay, you're right, William. You're totally right. What are we going to do when, and I'll go on record right now, when he breaks that promise after he is selected and put back in the White House? What are we going to do? How do we hold a president accountable? Nobody held him accountable for the string of promises he broke last time. And now we're talking about he's going to be put back in. So I don't trust the guy at all.
Support is reluctantly starting to coalesce around Trump again by people who hear what he's
saying. What they want to hear, basically.
Well, yes, but what he's saying is what needs to happen. What he's
all
saying
true.
Is what can
We've
save
been through
America.
That. Yes,
what,
you
what
know better
saying,
than anybody. We've been through it.
Right.
He's playing
he
us again.
If he doesn't do it, it'll be disappointing. But something will happen next, because something always happens next.
Yeah.
I just know that it won't be going back to the Democrats, and it won't be pleasant for Donald J. Trump. You know, I don't know what happens next. We'll just have to hope we can fight hard enough to stop the illegals from, you know, maybe, possibly, we can get a tighter, more secure election system somehow. On the other side of it.
I don't know. Once they, when they first went to electronic voting, I said it's over. It's too easy to control. I hope you're right. Governor Abbott, you mentioned Texas. That guy is a phony. He's another one. He just turned every Texas college and university into a thought police enforcement zone. In case you missed that story, friends. Here. Texas governor and proud Zionist, Greg Abbott, is destroying the First Amendment in the Lone Star State, one edict about anti-Semitism at a time. From now on, anybody who is caught saying the wrong things on a Texas college or university campus can be reported to law enforcement for, quote, anti-Semitic speech, specifically if they utter the phrase, from the river to the sea. This guy is not one of us. big surprise. He's shown that already.
Well, I tell you, something wonderful has happened here in the state of North Carolina, Jeff. Something absolutely wonderful I am so thankful for. Because all across my state, the sixth largest state in the country, there are families who are so worried that their children are going to be discriminated against because they're white and straight and Christian.
Yeah.
Children who make the best grades and who have the best test scores aren't getting into college because of the DEI that all went up after the George Floyd thing in 2020.
Yeah.
The DEI gatekeepers have been assigned to almost all of our universities, and they're not looking for straight white young men or women. They're looking for something that checks the box on the DEI. Well, our Board of Governors has recently voted, like last week, to pull down the DEI, and they're pulling it down because these jerks that have been protesting for Palestine on campuses have torn up our campuses. They spray painted our campuses. They caused tens of thousands of dollars to our campuses, and they tore down the American flag.
That's
and upset
true.
A lot of people. They had to cancel graduation ceremonies. They had to cancel classes. And the North Carolina Board of Governors looked at it and said, you know what? This is happening because the DEI people put all these people in here. Now, you know me. I've told you very clearly, I see both the Israeli and the Palestinian sides of this conflict as both of them being foreign intervention in the United States. And I stand for the people of the United States. And I put the interests of the people of the United States ahead of whatever the problem is for the Palestinians or the Israelis. And you know, the Israelis are
George
running
Washington
the higher levels
right.
of things, and the Palestinians are tearing up my campuses. But
right.
thank God that them showing their butts on campus and causing that reaction has mm-hmm. led to the ordering of the removal of the DEI gatekeepers that are out there discriminating against young white people today.
I agree.
Last
quick thing here. The North Carolina Senate has approved a bill banning all people from wearing face masks in public, even for health-related reasons. That's a bit much for me. So you've got a mixture in North Carolina.
Well,
you cannot ban
bill,
people from
well,
wearing
we
a face mask.
Like that. We've had laws like that going back to Reconstruction after the days of the Klan. There's been laws in place in these states for a long time about people showing up and to demonstrations.
But no medical exemption? Nah.
Well, if you look at the people who were ripping down American flags and tearing up our universities and disrupting education and graduation ceremonies for students who weren't involved with their crap, they all had masks on, Jeff, including medical masks, and it's not because they were worried about COVID or flu. They were trying to conceal their identity so they could attack police.
I get the point, but it doesn't work for me. Just FYI. I think everyone has a right to protect themselves from health issues, no matter what. And I also want to suggest that some of the alleged demonstrators who did the damage were not actually what they were billed as. I smell a rat here. I always do. It's like the many times when you'll find anti-Semitic symbolism painted, you'll find out that a Jewish person did it. That's common.
Yeah, well,
so I don't trust any of it.
Here in North Carolina, we've also got videos of these people. They stormed into the Board of Governors meeting where the decision was made to pull down the DEI, and we've got a videos of a group of like 10 of them that were showing their butts and chanting and had to be removed, and then they didn't want to leave the lobby, and then they had to get arrested in the lobby and all this other stuff. And you can look at them, and you can tell these are who these people are. They're a bunch of radical leftist youth that are being used by the older leftists in the universities
used,
and the
right.
system.
That's
exactly,
sure.
they're basically being put out there to.
They're not the brightest lights in the bulb.
Well, the message is the same from the Palestinians to the Israelis. The message to Americans is the same. Don't be worried about your nation. Don't be worried about your open border. Don't be worried about your national identity. Don't you be worried about your security.
No.
You should be worried about my people over here on the other side of the planet. You should be worried about what are you doing for me over here in Palestine? What are you doing for me over here in Tel Aviv?
That's true.
You should be taking care of me. You know, I saw a meme today that really brought it home. Can you name, Jeff, any other country that taxes the hell out of its citizens to send money to other countries?
Well, we've sent $250 billion to Ukraine and Israel already.
Is any other country doing that kind of thing?
Of course not. We've been overthrown. That's the problem. We've lost control of our government. Not our
fault. Well, here in North Carolina, we don't want you showing up in masks and attacking our cops on campus and the DEI gatekeepers on the universities who are discriminating.
I think that that's clear, and I think the things can be done that fall short of forcing people to be barred from wearing a face mask if they choose in any setting in society. But that's okay. All right, how do people donate? We got to do this again to keep everything going.
Yes, we need you at allipack.us/donations/ALIPAC.us. The donate tab is on every page of the site, accessible by desktop, laptop, cell phone, iPad, you name it. We're doing a new funds drive. We have to raise $10,000 by the end of July, and we need to get our donors moving now. We appreciate everybody out there listening and trying to do their best to interpret what's happening, to look for the truth, and to take action to help this country.
The only political action committee in America that counts, and it counts big. So let's make sure that they keep functioning at the level they need to. Thank you, William. Take care.
Thank you, Jeff. See you next Wednesday.
All right. You too. Back with more in just a few minutes. This whole thing is really being orchestrated, and the people are being played and deceived, and it's disgusting. And all of you who follow news and understand news and mass mind control techniques, programming, and all the rest of it, you get it. Very few things are as they seem.